MVP Healthcare held information sessions last Friday for Kodak retirees who receive Medicare. On May 1st, those retirees could lose the Kodak benefits they get on top of their federal coverage. And on Friday morning, they crammed into a packed house to hear about their options. Some 500 retirees showed up, including Walter Stanny.
Well, it's going to cost me money, but hey, I've been retired for 20 years, so I got 20 years of benefits, so I can't complain.
Stanny worked at Kodak for 23 years. If a judge approves Kodak's motion to cut health benefits today, it costs Stanny just under $78 a month to stick with the Kodak coverage he has now. That's the same story for Brian Beeman, another longtime former Kodaker.
Well, it would mean a monthly expense that we don't have now, and we could cover it, but it would cut down on other things.
Both Beeman and Stanny fall into the category of former Kodak employees who would be affected by today's court hearing. They both retired on or after October 1st, 1991, and both are Medicare eligible. If Kodak's motion is approved, both Beeman and Stanny would lose their Kodak health benefits in a matter of weeks. But like many of the retirees I spoke with at Friday's event, Beeman doesn't care too much if the bankruptcy judge sides with Kodak.
They've been good to us. I hate to say that they're turning on us now, but they've been really good to us, so we really can't. We will complain, but we shouldn't.
Kodak's motion would affect more than 16,000 retirees, according to court filings. Bob Volpe, president of the Eastman Kodak Retirees Association, or ECRA, says about half that number lives near Rochester. He says many retirees are grappling with the long slide of what was once a bedrock assumption.
The deal was, you know, you work here for 20 or 30 years, you retire, and you'll have these benefits for the rest of your life.
That's changing, and ECRA is fighting it. Volpe says Kodak's motion to cut some health care benefits puts an undue financial burden on retirees. He says it's especially hard on those outside of the Rochester area who don't have access to the special rates offered by local carriers. ECRA has filed an objection to Kodak's motion, and it's also asking that retirees be officially represented by a formal committee.
That if we were to get together and talk, we could find more comprehensive solutions to all of the benefits reductions rather than just taking them incrementally.
Volpe says the formation of what's known as an 1114 committee would give retirees an official voice at the table, and he's not the only one who's asking for its creation. Brian McTeague is a partner at the Washington, D.C. law firm representing a group of about 10 Kodak retirees. He says the court-appointed committee could force Kodak to pay for outside experts who would then look over Kodak's books.
To ascertain whether Kodak absolutely has to terminate these retiree benefits or whether it has enough money to pay the benefits, for example, by saving money on top executives' salaries.
McTeague says such committees have netted tens of millions of dollars for retiree groups in past bankruptcy cases, but he says the issue of 1114 committees is very unsettled in this particular court. Still, McTeague says it's unlikely the judge will immediately approve Kodak's motion.
I think the judge will probably sit and think a while, and what we hope he will do will be to delay ruling on Kodak's motion to terminate benefits.
Both McTeague and ECRA say stopping Kodak's motion today would be a win for retirees. Kodak says $20 million in annual savings is on the line. This morning's hearing is scheduled to start at 11 o'clock. For WXXI News, I'm Zach Seward.